So C.J. Gardner-Johnson is now a Houston Texan, and he's gone from being a fourth-round draft choice in 2019 by the New Orleans Saints to he spent his first 3 years of his career there to the Philadelphia Eagles in 2022, to the Detroit Lions in 2023, back to the Eagles in 2024, and now he's a Houston Texan this season. And if, you know, you didn't know much about him other than, hey, this guy, you know, two out of the last 3 years has intercepted six passes in those seasons. He's got 13 picks combined in the last 3 years as a member of the Eagles and Lions. Why is he on his fifth different team in 5 years exactly? Well, that was a question that Ryan Clark asked of C.J. Gardner-Johnson this week when C.J. G.J. joined him on the Pivot podcast. Take a listen.
Why are you now a Houston Texan and not a Philadelphia Eagle?
Scared of a competitor.
You said they're scared of a competitor?
Yeah. Simple as that.
What you mean?
You can't program a dog. Certain dogs, you can't say be a dog and then it's time to go out there. Hey, we need you. Let's look at the Washington Commanders game. I got kicked out. I was nowhere near the play. Nowhere near the play. Everybody was fed up with me. And I'm like, if you go back to that play, I celebrated with Reed Blankenship. And I'm getting cursed from head to toe on the sideline and looked at Vic even get on me. I'm like, what did I do? So, you know, people in the box, they call down and they're trying to figure out why am I getting kicked. They was trying to reverse the call. Because guys come off the sideline. If you watch that game, the game was already heavily. That's what sparked it. Then we had like a little scrum between at practice. Nothing. It's just offense versus defense. But who's the culprit of it? Me, I guess, because I guess we're competing. When you're telling the period is live. You're telling us not to compete during a live period, but it's a live period. We're competing to get ready for a playoff game. All right, cool. Mm-hmm. It's like little antic things that, okay, so how you want to play football? Or you want me to be a leader and outspoken, but then you want me to sit back and just, I'm cool with taking the back seat.
All right, so, and there's more from that that we'll get to in a second, but just to offer some context to the situation first that he alluded to when he got kicked out of the Eagles and Commanders game, C.J. Gardner-Johnson was ejected from that game after he got his second unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. The second penalty, which led to the ejection, happened after a forced fumble, and Gardner-Johnson was seen making his way to the sideline, flipping off fans in the crowd as he walked off. That obviously did not sit well with, you know, coaches on the sideline and people up in the box that saw this. So there's that. He ended up getting fined like almost $50,000 for that incident. Then he's talking about an incident that occurred during a practice. Within a week, they're going live, as you heard. And PC, it sounds to me very much like the dude that has that swarm mentality that D'Amico like covets in players, regardless of the position, just maybe needed to kind of tone it down a little bit. And the Philadelphia Eagles, maybe wrongfully so at the end of the day, I would kind of side that way, felt like this guy was going to end up being more of a hindrance than, you know, a solution to some of their problems on the field and maybe even off the field as well.
So you're saying is he has Aziz Alshire moments.
Yeah.
And, well, I mean, I know part of the issue with him in Philly was his salary was not small, and they had to adjust salaries. But, yeah, when a guy gets six picks in a season, and it's not the first time he's had six picks in a season.
Right, right.
I don't know. Maybe you figure out a way to keep that guy on your team.
You would think so, yeah.
But, like, you know, thank you, Philly.
And who did the Texans give up to get C.J. Gardner-Johnson? Oh, yeah, Kenyon Green.
Thank you again.
Thank you again. Yes.
We added and we subtracted.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Yeah, I feel like that's...
Not exactly giving up Jalen Green to get Kevin Durant, but, you know, you feel pretty good about both, don't you?
I feel like, you know, giving up Kenyon Green to get C.J. Gardner-Johnson, I mean, look, it was a toll price to pay, but I was happy to pay it.
Yeah, yeah. It is something to keep an eye on, though. I do think because the Texans, for many reasons, are getting into territory in which we and they are not very familiar with, like, adding various different kinds of personalities, characters, players on a team, putting them in a locker room. We've not seen this before with a Texans team in, you know, their 20-some-odd year history. It just hasn't been that way.
They didn't bring in Kevin Walter.
Yeah, they didn't. Like, the great equalizer, right? But, you know, it's just that, something to keep an eye on, in my opinion. Here's more C.J. Gardner-Johnson on the disconnect that he had between himself and the powers that be in Philadelphia.
When decisions are made, I'm looked at like, oh, we're just going to call your agent. Mm. If I don't say like this, if I come in smiling, happy, and joy, oh, he's too much. If I come in there just quiet, nice to meet you, how you doing? Yes, sir. No, sir. Oh, something wrong with him. And so that's two-faced. Well, I don't know how to play it because even when I'm mellow tone, it's just a problem. I don't cause no problems. Mm-hmm. There's nowhere been in the locker room where I had a single issue with a teammate. Reed Blankenship wanted to be in his wedding. Be honest with you, those type, you know, that's my safety. Since his rookie year, you don't get those type of calls from people that think you're a problem.
True statement. Mm-hmm. That's real.
I just got traded, and I just met the owner, the GM was there, all the assistant coaches. You don't get called to a wedding if I was a problem. So it kind of leave me in a little confusion. Like, okay, I was just like, all right, what I got to do? Yeah, the outburst. So I'm like, all right. That's easy to tone back.
Yeah.
Just don't say nothing. Just like some people say, sometimes don't say nothing.
But then you do that, though. You're not being yourself.
Good stuff from Ryan Clark on the Pivot Pod with C.J. Gardner-Johnson. We have more from C.J. that we'll get to later on in the show. While I say, hey, keep an eye on, you know, the C.J. Gardner-Johnson, you know, year with the Texans. I say this again until I'm proven wrong, but if there's ever a team, a group, and just a head coach, man, that is the best equipped to take on, like, maybe some difficult personalities, maybe some guys, to be quite honest with you, PC, listening to C.J. Gardner-Johnson, I don't know that he really knows who he is, because it feels, look, I've never been in an NFL locker room as a player or a coach, but it sounds very much like to me that he's trying to be sometimes what they want him to be, and maybe trying to people please, and what Ryan Clark said there at the end, yeah, but you're not being yourself. Maybe he doesn't know how to be himself, and maybe when he is himself, it's just not taken very well. But if there's ever a group to kind of welcome in like a tough personality, Texans now have a couple of years of pretty good experience with those guys, from a Joe Mixon to, you know, even going back, really Brandon Cooks, he was a different kind of a cat. To Azeez Al-Shaair, it's a good mix, not just of young and old, but, you know, you get your quiet guys like a Derek Stingley, and you got your loud guys that are not afraid to say what they need to say, like the aforementioned Azeez Al-Shaair and Joe Mixon.
I wonder if he's himself when he's on the field, and then just maybe a little socially awkward otherwise.
That's a good question, and
because
the answer is...
wouldn't be the first guy to be that way.
No, the answer is yes. There's a clip that I'll play for you later on where he's talking about, like, he needs to be snapped out of it. Like, when he's on the field, he literally gets into a zone, and he's, like, in a trance. He's like a zombie. He's locked in. And his guy, who's really tight with Reed Blankenship, you know, has to be like, hey, CJ, you know, kind of wake his ass up. And like, all right. Hey, play's over. We're done. You know, it's time to get off the field kind of a thing. So it'd be interesting to kind of keep an eye on.
Some guys are just uncomfortable. And that's what I say. I mean, like, people in general. Some people are just uncomfortable in settings with lots of other people.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if that's at a party or at the job or in a locker room or wherever. They're just not comfortable in those spots. So
yeah.
They just, either they, you know, do the... fake smile, hey, I'm happy, or they just kind of quiet and go about their business.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's always some idiot who's kind of like, oh, what the hell's wrong with that guy?
Yeah, yeah.
What's wrong with him is he doesn't like to just be around other people. He just wants to play football.
Yeah, socially awkward, maybe. Maybe to an nth degree, but, you know, we'll see.